And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show to go latest on the NBA playoffs, which have been red hot this week, he's my good friend there in Vero Beach, Chris Pirtle. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, Mark. Doing well.
All right. Let's just go over this real quick before we get to actual X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. The other day, you text me, and you're like, I love this Oklahoma City commercial that they played nonstop. This is very controversial with this, because a lot of people don't like this commercial with Chet Holmgren and SGA. What are your thoughts, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, the first time I saw the commercial, Mark, I will say this. I'm thinking to myself, this may be the worst commercial I've ever seen. And then the more I saw it, it's actually become the best commercial I've ever seen. So it went from the worst commercial ever to the best commercial ever. I can't get the song out of my head. Those guys can sing. So I like it. I like this commercial. What can I say?
Who is it for exactly?
You know, I had to watch it for about the 10th time. I had to rewatch it. It was right when I was sending it to you to find out what is this a commercial for? Because I got so caught up in the song, but it's actually an AT&T commercial.
I like you had to watch it. There are people fighting on social media. You know, all the craziness going on in the world right now. There are people debating and ripping apart this commercial nonstop. I think it's an awful commercial. It really is. I know they're very nice guys. But at the same time, Chris, I'm happy we're not seeing any more Chris Paul State Farm commercials at the same time. Are we finally over that?
Yeah, that's nice for sure. So we're not the only ones then that are debating this commercial.
Where's the Paolo Banchero Franz Wagner commercial, man? When's that going to happen?
Soon. But those guys can sing, man. Let's give SGA and Chet some credit, man. Not only are they really good basketball players who have led a young Oklahoma City team to the number one seed in one of the best conferences in a long time in a single season. So they can sing. They can hoop. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. You know what? The hell with it. Let's play the commercial for a second here. All right. I don't care. Is it the one where they're at the hotel or... Yeah, all right, let me make sure. Is this what you're talking about?
Up on the best plan
this right here.
That's cool.
They know what a pro wants.
Is this
what
it?
Whatever makes me happy.
Sets you free.
And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a pro wants, what a pro needs. Whatever makes me happy sets me free.
That's the old Christina Aguilera song. That's what you like after a while.
Yes, and thanks for playing it. It's the first time I've heard it today. Now, I'm going to hear it about 20 times tonight when I watch the games, but I got to thank you for playing that.
Oh, man, that's a bad commercial. That really is. But, hey, they're getting paid, and you and me are not, and we're talking about them. His name is Chris Pirtle. All right, let's go over something else real quick. You came on Monday, and you said you still believe in the Milwaukee Bucks, even though they don't have Giannis or Damian Lillard. Then they came out and destroyed the Pacers. Are you puffing your chest this afternoon then?
Well, of course, Mark. I mean, this team is on the verge of tying this series and sending it back to Milwaukee for a decisive Game 7. But you're darn right, I'm going to beat my chest a little bit. I don't do this too often. But, you know, it was going into the game. I guess that would have been Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Going into the game. And I used to live in Milwaukee, so I've... You know, talking to a lot of my Milwaukee friends, we're talking Bucks basketball, and I'm the only one chanting Bucks in 7 before the game. Well, guess what, Mark? And I sent you the audio of it. What is the crowd chanting after the game? You guessed it, Bucks in 7. Now, it's a lot easier for the crowd to start chanting Bucks in 7 when they've cut the deficit to 3-2, and it's going to go back to Indianapolis. I was the only one yelling it before the game. Everybody's yelling it after the game.
All right, here is the game tonight, 6:30 with a tip on TNT. Like you said, Pacers hosting the Bucks. Pacers up 3-2, they can close out the series. Or, as you're saying, you think Milwaukee can go to Game 7. Spread tonight, Chris, 6.5 points for the Pacers. So if you're a betting man, you're taking Milwaukee, huh?
Yeah, and I think that spread may have gone down a little bit, which tells me there's a possibility that Lillard or Giannis could play. So...
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. You really believe in the Bucks. All right, the other game tonight, Knicks and Sixers. This game's at Philadelphia. Sixers favored by 2.5. What did you think of that collapse by the Knicks where Maxey goes crazy and gets them to overtime?
That's dangerous. I mean, that's really dangerous. You had a chance to choke out a Philly team that's injured. You had them down 3-1. You were up in that game, and you didn't get the job done. If you're the Knicks, you better get it done tonight, because I wouldn't want to count on going back to Philadelphia for a Game 7 to have to win that series. I do think the Knicks will get it done tonight, though. I do think that series will get closed out. The Knicks will win it 4-2, and they'll await the winner of the Milwaukee-Indiana series. But back to Milwaukee real quick.
Okay.
Like I told you, and I just want to reemphasize this, Mark, that I think Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton, if Lillard's going to be healthy, are the best 1-2 punch in the Eastern Conference. I think the Milwaukee Bucks, as long as they get out of this round, will win the Eastern Conference. Not only do I think the Bucks are the best team in the East, I think they're the only good team in the East when you look at what they have to compare to in the Western Conference. So keep an eye out for that. Two big games tonight, potential closeout games in both New York and Indianapolis.
All right, whoa. You're still going with this after one performance. All right, mark the time and date. I think Indiana's winning tonight and closing out the Bucks. But not only, like, you're at the casino table. Not only you think they're winning tonight, they're going to win a Game 7, and you still think they can get to the NBA Finals. I'm amazed by this. I am.
I do. I mean, I would challenge anybody, name me a team in the Eastern Conference that can compete with one of these juggernauts from the West, whether it's Oklahoma City, Minnesota, or Denver. Who in the Eastern Conference is going to be able to give these guys a series? I told you I'm not sold on the Celtics. I think everybody else in the East is pretty lackluster. But if Milwaukee is healthy, I think they could actually give the East a chance to win the NBA Finals.
I got to see Giannis back on the court. That's my thing. That's the question mark with them. I got to see. I don't know if he's going to play or not. And look, again, they have to survive tonight with Indiana. We're going to find out what happens. Oh, to clarify, just want to make sure we have this right. Tonight's in Philadelphia, Game 6. And then 7 would be back in New York because it's the 2-7 matchup. What did you think of the play real quick where the Knicks are up 3, 10 seconds to go. They don't foul Maxey, and he throws up the 3 and hits it. If you were Tom Thibodeau, Chris, would you have fouled Philly so they don't get the 3-point shot off?
I think I would have. I think that would have been the smart thing to do. You never know. Maybe there was some miscommunication with players on the court at the time. Everything was happening so fast. That may have been the Knicks' intention. But, yeah, I think I would have fouled him.
All right, let's go to the Magic. They have a gigantic game coming up Friday night, Game 6. They're down 3-2. They lose by a point in a great game the other night. Do you have confidence in Orlando to win Game 6 on Friday night?
Well, yeah, I think you got to feel pretty good about it. They've fared pretty well since they won the first game by over 30 against Cleveland in Orlando. Second game, it was another blowout. So you've got to feel pretty good about them coming home. And you've also got to hope they learned a little bit the other night in Game 5 in Cleveland. I mean, they had that game. They had a chance to win it. Obviously came up short by a point. So the hope is the Magic can come back here Friday night, do what they've done so far in Orlando, and learn a little bit from Game 5 and learn from it and hopefully come back in Game 7 and get the victory. Tell you what, that was an awesome game the other night in Cleveland. Magic came up just a little short.
It was a great game. Dude, I was on my couch. On the big screen TV, I'm watching the Magic Cavaliers game, and then I'm watching Knicks Celtics. I know you're going to agree with me. Is this a great time of year to be watching basketball right now?
It's beautiful. Beautiful time of the year. And thanks for clearing that up as far as the New York Philly series. That's a responsible show host. I had the locations wrong, so I appreciate you correcting me on that, Mark.
Okay, but I will give you some credit, though, because you're like every NBA fan right now. The Eastern Conference outside of Boston, every team finished regular season with a difference in wins of maybe one or two games from number 2 seed to about the 8th seed. So don't worry about it, Chris. These teams. It's wild. Let's go to the Western Conference then. What happened to your Clippers last night as Luka torched them there in L.A.?
Well, you know, here's another thing, ladies and gentlemen, that your responsible show host did on our last segment. I was already ready to put the L.A. Clippers into the second round in a matchup that they would face Oklahoma City, a lot of old Clippers players who used to play in Oklahoma. And Mark Moses corrected me the other day. He said, Chris, this series isn't over. It's only 2-2. What are you doing putting the Clippers into the second round? And you couldn't have been more right. The Dallas Mavericks going to Los Angeles last night and not only beat the Clippers, but I think they may have broken their spirit, Mark. They win by 30 points. Westbrook has turned back into Westbrick. James Harden is going back into James Harden playoff mode. It's not a pretty sight. They lose by 30, and I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas chokes them out here in Game 6 in Dallas here in a couple nights and advances, and they become the team that plays Oklahoma City in that second round. It's looking like, even though the series isn't over, and I don't want to do something, I don't want to be premature about this, but it's not looking good right now for the Clippers.
But they look good in Game 4. There's no consistency with them. And where's Kawhi Leonard, Chris? That's my question.
Yeah, and you know, and they didn't need him in Game 1. They played so well without him, but it reminds me a lot of the Philadelphia-Boston series last year in Round 2, I should say, where James Harden has a crazy game in Game 1 in Boston, and they go in there and they get that victory, and then you didn't see James Harden play like that the rest of the series, so... It's, like I said, not looking good right now for the Clippers, and they're going to have a lot of questions this offseason.
You are not happy, buddy. You're not. So you're not going to get season tickets for the new Clippers stadium next year? Come on.
Well, I still might, but right now I'm not happy. You're right, Mark. I had some expectations, you know, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
All right, who wins Game 6 in Dallas then?
I'm going to take the Mavericks. You know, it was 3 years ago in the playoffs. The same scenario, Mavericks up 3-2, and the Clippers go in and they win those last two games in 2021 en route to their first and only appearance in the Western Conference Finals in franchise history. The difference is, though, Mark, they had a healthy Kawhi who was playing lights out at the time. They had a Paul George who was 3 years younger, and they didn't have Westbrook and James Harden, so... I don't like their chances. I think Dallas closes them out here in Game 6.
Westbrook is a pretty good trash-talking type name. My buddy Garrett, who comes on the show, he had another name for a player in the Eastern Conference. He's not a fan. So instead of Donovan Mitchell, he calls him Fraudulent Mitchell. Do you like that name?
Yeah, that's good. Now, I would say Mitchell, to me, though, is no fraud. I think he's a prime-time player. Hasn't shown it as much as I thought he would so far here in the playoffs. He's going to have a chance to Friday night in a potential closeout game in Orlando. We'll have to see how that materializes. And then on to the next round in the Western Conference, Denver versus Minnesota, Mark. I've said this, and I'm going to continue to say it. I think we're actually getting the NBA Finals here in the second round. I honestly think these are the best two teams in the entire NBA playoffs, Western Conference, Eastern Conference. I think we're in for a treat, and we're going to get the two best teams play each other here in the second round when Denver faces Minnesota.
Let's play a fun game, and there's no wrong answers here. If you were going to pick a player to be your franchise player for the next 5 to 6 years, and you could take any young guy in the NBA, who would you take with the first pick? And I'll give you some names because I didn't prep you for this. You know, you could take a Luka Doncic. Or Anthony Edwards. Or Paolo Banchero. Who would you take with the first pick, buddy?
Right now, I would take Luka.
Why?
I would take Luka. I'd say Edwards is a close second, but Luka has demonstrated the ability to at least get a team to a conference finals, which is what the Mavericks did a couple of years ago. They're on the verge of a second round. He could potentially win MVP this year. And like I said, I think he's about 24 years old. So he's still young. I wouldn't take Joker because I think he's pushing 30, and it's a matter of time until he starts getting old. But to answer your question, Mark, Luka Doncic, number one, Anthony Edwards, number two.
Where would you put the Shane Gilgeous-Alexander, who we started this conversation with, where he's singing, and where he might be runner-up for the MVP? Would you put him in your top five?
Yeah, I think he fits in there somewhere. I also, Jalen Brunson comes to mind right now. I mean, averaging 43 points a game in the last two games in that series against Philadelphia, he comes to mind as well.
Is Maxey on the Sixers, Is he a guy you'd build a team around, or do you need to see more from him?
I think you need to see a little bit more. I know he was spectacular the other night, 46 points, but it was just the day before, the game before, I should say, where he shot about 35% from the field and was one of the big reasons the Sixers lost that game. So I would need to see a little bit more from Maxey.
Would Paolo be up there in this draft?
He's getting there. Another thing, you just want to see a little bit more from Paolo. He was extremely aggressive the other night, Mark. And, you know, looking back on it, I don't think I'd change a thing about it. I know that there was a couple bad, you know, the good outweighed the bad. That's one thing about Paolo the other night. He scored 39. He's still young and he's learning. So I wouldn't change anything. He was extra aggressive, but, you know, he is the best player. He's the face of the franchise. So why not?
Let's end with this here with my good friend Chris Pirtle. All right, you have made your picks for tonight. You think the Bucks are going to win? Do you have Philly winning as well tonight? Correct?
I know I'm going to take New York to win that game tonight.
All right, you're going to take New York. That's what it is. Do you have the Magic beating the Cavaliers, or Cavaliers are going to win?
Yeah, I've got a good feeling about the Magic playing with a lot of confidence. I think they'll win Friday night, and I think we'll have a Game 7 in Cleveland sometime this weekend.
And do you think Clippers push a Game 7 or Dallas gets them in 6?
I think Dallas gets them. And I want to say one thing quickly about the Denver Nuggets, Mark. We could be looking at the next dynasty. These guys are 12-2 in the last three playoff series. They're 20-5 in the playoffs when you look at this year and last year combined. I don't know if they're really getting enough credit, but you know what? They're not a dynasty yet. You've got to win at least three championships to become one. But let's keep an eye on these creamy chocolate Nuggets in Denver, 12-2 in their last 14 playoff games.
My buddy Tim, he sent me this video the other day. I got to send it to you, where it shows you NBA superstars when they were in high school. So there's a clip where you see the Joker when he's 17. How did people miss on him? When you watch the video now, he's super skinny and he's super quick going to the rim. How is he a second-round pick? It boggles the mind, Chris, when you look at it now.
Wasn't he a little heavier, though, back when he was younger?
I got to show it to you. You have to see the – you keep thinking of the photo when he's like 10 years old. I'm talking like 17.
Okay.
It's so funny. Chris Pirtle, all right, when we do our AT&T commercial where we're singing, are we going to sing Taylor Swift together? What are we going to do?
I don't know. Maybe we should do the same song that SGA and Chet did.
I love it. Chris, my man, thanks for your help and enjoy the games tonight.
You got it, Mark. You too.